Oprah is now a market mover, as in the stock market. Yesterday, she said in a video on Twitter that she's been using Weight Watchers and it's working.
I have bread every day.
That's the genius of this program. I lost 26 pounds and I have eaten bread every single day.
Well, after her announcement, the stock price in Weight Watchers jumped by 20%. And oh, did we mention that Oprah owns a 10% stake in the company? CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York. And Maggie, there were a lot of questions. Can you do that? Like, she can't be the first person that's bought stock, you know, invested in something and then spoken publicly about how great it is.
Of course she's not. Every CEO or CIO I interview does that. And can I just say, Robin, I love bread, too. I want to eat bread every day, too. No, Oprah's like every other executive. She was public with her stake in it. We know she's going to be a spokesperson for it and take us along on the journey. And she's saying the product's great. That's totally accepted as long as it's to everyone and it's publicly disclosed, not just to a small group. That's where she would run afoul.
Well, USA Today did the calculation and they found that Oprah earned $19.2 million from the rise in the stock after her single tweet. Is that. I mean, look,
it's on paper she did.
Yeah, on paper. Well, tell us more about what's going on with Weight Watchers stock, because we understand there's an effort to short the stock. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so basically people who are shorting a stock are betting that it's going to fall. And there are a lot of people who are doubters, even with Oprah on board. There are some people who say, listen, look at technology, Fitbit, all these free apps. It's really hard for Weight Watchers to compete with that. They have a lot of debt as well. And their feeling is, you know, you need more than just a really impressive pitch person. You really need to completely overhaul this. And they don't believe it. Talk to other people, though, and they disagree. They think somebody with the power of Oprah helping them along and shifting to more of a wellness type of approach can work magic. And so they're buying. So you have these two forces that are pulling that stock around. And that's why if you look at a chart, you've seen these big gyrations. It's gone all the way up and doubled. It's come all the way back down, all the way jumped back
like
up
weight.
Again yesterday. Yes, exactly.
Well, and you know, she's got this unbelievable brand that she's created, but there's been problems before around this. People might not remember, but in her early television program when she had the wagon filled with fat and she walked across the stage with all the fat that she'd lost, that was part of her more tabloidy era, and people didn't like it. There were people who became turned off by it, and she completely changed. I mean, completely had more of a spiritual. She fired people and just had more of a spiritual program. So it can be dangerous to take things on when you have such a big brand.
Listen, weight is controversial, right? A lot of people don't like talking about it. It's a very shameful issue, which is one of the reasons Weight Watchers ran into problems. People didn't like the weigh-ins. They didn't like getting on a scale publicly. They started avoiding it, and that was really the downfall. Listen, I don't know Oprah's motivations. If you believe her, she's had an evolution. She's growing and asking us to go on the journey and embracing this sort of, you know, approach to it as wellness. Certainly doctors emphasize that too. It's not a vanity thing. This is a health
wellness,
issue for the country. Wellness, weight loss, healthy eating. And so that's the approach she seems to be taking now. Are people going to get offended? Yes, they got mad at one of her ads who said there's a fat person inside of all of us. But Oprah doesn't shy away from this. She takes on mental illness. She is not afraid to talk frankly and bluntly about things that she believes in. And weight is certainly one of those issues for her.
Well, and when Oprah speaks, so
we all listen.
We'll follow it. CNN's Maggie Lake. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.